Reprint 5489, July 1st, 1914. Our responsibility concerning present truth. His word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. The prophet Jeremiah is here using a very forceful comparison. He had a burning zeal in his heart, a consuming sense of the importance of the message given him to deliver. His previous declaration of the word of God concerning Israel had been so despised and rejected that he had become disheartened. He himself declared, "The word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily." Then I said, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary of forbearing, and I could not stay." His message had to be spoken. The Lord had instructed him to tell Israel that they were about to be given over into the hands of their enemies. The word of the Lord to the prophet Jeremiah was given prior to the 70 years' captivity of the Jews. There were false prophets among them who declared that the king of Judah was to gain a victory over their enemies. The people were glad to hear this assurance, and they despised the true prophet of the Lord, who gave them the real message from God. Jeremiah had told them that they had failed to keep their covenant with the Lord, that they had failed in their responsibilities to Jehovah, whose people they professed to be, and whom they had promised to serve faithfully, that it was not too late even then for any to be delivered who would repent, but that the nation was surely to be delivered to their enemies and carried away into captivity. Jeremiah's crucial test. Jeremiah knew that the false prophets would encourage the king, and that he himself would bring the king's wrath upon his own head by reiterating the message which Jehovah had commissioned him to deliver. He shrank from the infamy, the reproach, and the persecution which by experience he knew would result from loyalty to the Lord. But he overcame the temptation to hold his peace. He would speak as God commanded him, let the cost be what it would. He would tell Israel again the words which had been given him. He would give them a further warning. If Jeremiah had allowed his fears to overwhelm him and had withheld the message, undoubtedly he would have been set aside as the mouthpiece of God, and another would have been commissioned to deliver the message. The burning within the heart of the prophet would have grown feebler and would ultimately have died out. When a fire is kept shut off from a draft for some length of time, it will become extinguished. This is as true in the realm of moral and spiritual forces as in that of physical nature. This is why the Apostle Paul urged, "Quench not the Spirit." We might let the Holy Spirit of God die out in our hearts by a failure to do our duty, a failure to keep our covenant faithfully. The light within us, the holy fire, would smolder for a time and finally become extinct. The prophet Jeremiah could not withhold that which God had commanded him to speak. He could not quench the fire within his soul without losing his relationship with Jehovah. God's message given us today. Thus it is with us today. God has let us into the secret of his counsels. He has granted us a wonderful spiritual illumination. He has given us a message of the utmost importance to deliver to his professed people. We have been informed by the Lord that a great change is impending, that the lease of power to the Gentile nations is about to expire. We are instructed that the present religious systems of Christendom are to go down, that the rule of the present order is about to end, and that the dominion is about to be given to him whose right it is to reign. The kingdoms of this world are about to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. This message is not to be stated in a rude manner, but it is to be stated nevertheless. The great king whom God hath appointed is about to come in. In Jeremiah's time, the message was that the kingdom of God, his typical kingdom, was about to be overthrown. The lease of power to the Gentiles, under the domination of the prince of this world, was about to be inaugurated. This order of things was to be permitted to run for an appointed time. That time is now about to run out. The king's son is soon to receive his long-promised inheritance. Psalm 2, verses 7 through 9. We are glad that our message is not now the overthrow of God's kingdom, but the very opposite of this, the overthrow of the kingdom of darkness and the establishment of the kingdom of God. So we are to tell forth this glorious message. We are to tell it in our actions, in our words, by the printed page, by pictorial presentations to the eye, and in every way that the Lord shall give us the opportunity. If through fear of persecution, of losing prestige in the eyes of men, for love of ease, or for any reason whatever, we should fail to give forth the message of God, it will be taken from us and given to one who is worthy. The Lord is seeking those who are valiant for Him, for righteousness, for truth. If we prove ourselves weak, we are not fit for the kingdom. Are we fulfilling our commission? Is this wonderful message, this message the like of which was never before granted to men or angels to tell, burning within us? And are we speaking it forth, that its inspiration may cause other hearts to take fire? Can we sing with the poet, "I love to tell the story. It did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee"? If we refrain from telling the glad tidings, the result will be that the fire of God's Holy Spirit will become extinguished within us. And if the light that is within us become darkness, how great will be that darkness? The possession of the truth, God's message, brings with it great responsibility. Shall we prove faithful to it? Shall we show to our God our deep appreciation of His loving kindness in granting us the knowledge of His wonderful message of salvation, His glorious plan with its times and seasons? There is a difference between the operation of the Lord's Spirit in His children now and its operation in the days of the prophet Jeremiah and the other holy prophets. During the Jewish age, the Holy Spirit acted upon the servants and mouthpieces of God in a mechanical manner. Now the people of the Lord have both His message in His written word and the begetting of the Spirit, which gives us a spiritual understanding impossible to His people of past ages. The mysteries of God are now opened up to His faithful children, the watchers, and we are granted a clear understanding of the deep things of God, some features of which were never revealed until the present time, even to the most faithful of the Lord's saints. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. The day is at hand. We are also told by the Apostle Paul that the things which were written of the servants of the Lord in past dispensations were written for our admonition and instruction and comfort, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Seeing all these things, dearly beloved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? How earnestly, with what painstaking care, should we give heed to the words spoken to us? Let us be faithful in proclaiming the message of our Lord, now do. Let us tell forth the words which He has put into our mouths, whether others hear or whether they forbear, whether our faithfulness bring us the favor or the disfavor of the world and of nominal spiritual Israel. But let us speak His word in meekness and love, leaving the results with our great chief reaper. The day is at hand. He cometh to His own, our glorious King. Can human tongue or pen show forth such glory? Through earth and sky let our glad praises ring. O saints of God, tell forth the wondrous story. He cometh now to reign. What wealth of joy! To all the world Thy matchless name confessing. O Son of God, we sound Thy glory forth, o'er land and sea, Thy promised reign of blessing. That was reprint 5489, Our Responsibility Concerning Present Truth.